This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana's legislature is about 3 weeks away from the start of a fiscal session. For 2 months, lawmakers will debate tax policies in the state. Taking center stage could be a bill from Republican Representative Tanner McGee of HOMA. It changes the way sales taxes are collected. Right now, businesses pay local sales taxes to individual parishes. Under this bill, businesses would bypass local collectors and go straight to the state. Joining by phone to discuss the bill is Representative McGee. Representative, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, from your perspective, what's wrong with the way Louisiana currently collects sales tax?
It was fine up until really the internet age. It's increasingly difficult when you have 64 tax collectors. The other states, the majority of them, I think 47 of them, have a centralized sales tax collection, which makes it easier when you're trying to collect from these online sources. It's not set up well for a modern economy. On top of that, it really puts a disadvantage to your local small business owner because he's paying these sales tax, and a lot of times because these online sources don't want to deal with different tax collectors, they're not collecting the sales tax that puts their goods at a cheaper price than your local, than your local guy.
So how does your bill fix this?
It's put in the Constitution that basically that it's mandated that the parishes have this authority to collect a local sales tax. So you would need two pieces of legislation. You need first a constitutional change to allow a later statute to come and set up the sales tax collection. And so that's what we're doing right here. It's like step one. So my bill doesn't quite dictate exactly how Louisiana is going to do it. That would be left to later law.
The impact of this bill would really be felt by business owners, right? It's being pushed by the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business, which represents small businesses.
Well, I mean, it puts them on a level playing field with their online competitors. And not to mention, it also makes it easier if you're selling goods in more than one parish. So, you might have a small business where I'm from in HOMA, and they're also selling stuff online. And if somebody in Shreveport buys that good, now you have a sales tax issue that involves multiple parishes. With one centralized thing, you can go to a single website, take care of all your sales tax collections, as opposed to having to deal with 64 different versions of it.
You did mention this is a constitutional amendment. So not only does it have to clear 2/3 of the legislature, but it's got to clear a vote of the people as well. The legislature has not been very willing to address tax reform in the past. They could potentially be even more hands-off in an election year like this one. How big of a hurdle does your bill face?
Oh, huge. I mean, it's one of those things that would be radically changing Louisiana's tax structure. But as we've seen, those things tend to not be that successful, at least on the first couple of tries.
This centralized collection idea has been floating around for a while. It's the locals that tend not to like it, right? Because they use this money to operate their budgets, and under this bill, they lose some control over that revenue.
Yes.
Their concern is that maybe it could create a cash flow problem. Is that a concern for you?
Yeah, and look, I mean, I understand their concerns. I really do. I think they've done a great job of actually doing the sales tax collection. That's one of the things they always point to is how good of a job they do, and I don't dispute that. But you kind of got to weigh that out versus what does an economy look like in the 21st century, and how is Louisiana going to be a participant in that? So I do understand that, but I mean, also, my counterpoint would be if 47 other states could figure that out, I think Louisiana can too.
Representative Tanner McGee, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.